We're in Zimin Tav Lamed Gimel Sif Hey. The Mechaber says, "Hayatziya v'hamigdal shagagim mishupayim umnekachin gagem ruim l'shum tashmish." If you have a roof that's slanted and thus it's not really used for any purpose, so you don't need to check for chametz there. If you learn b'tzol chabayis, even if they happen to be in the house, if it's an area that you never really use, so then it's not, you don't need to check. But our roofs, which are flat, so if you ever go on your roof, so then it'll be a problem. You wouldn't be allowed to use that roof. You would need to check that roof for chametz before Pesach. So of Reva Shal Bakar in Otzarech Badika, a barn doesn't need to be checked. Because if there's actually chametz there, the animals would eat it. Lo Sratana Golan in Otzarech Badika, so to a chicken coop, you don't need to check. Because if there was chametz there, the chicken would eat it. So to the middle of your chatzar doesn't need bedika. Because if there was chametz there, then the birds would come and eat the chametz from there. This is only if you're not sure if there's chametz there. Well, you know there's chametz there, so then you can't assume that animals ate it. The ein safik motzi midei v'adai. The Ramah adds, we see later on that you are allowed to throw chametz in an area where a bird are going to be. So if you're allowed to throw chametz there, because you know birds will eat it, so for sure you wouldn't need to burn up the chametz either. So that's Ramah points out this contradiction. So the Mishnah Berurah says that there are some achronim who try to answer this, and the maskanim, the answer is that when it's your own chatzer, so then you're not allowed to throw chametz there, and assume that the birds are going to eat it. But if you did, then you would need to check. But to a place that is makom hefker for the rabbim, like a street or something like that, so then you can throw your chametz there, and assume that the birds will come and eat it. If the birds didn't come and eat it, you see, it's okay, because it's already left your rishus, and therefore you would be okay. So if Zion, Chor Shabein Yehudi L'Chaveiro, if you have a hole between your area and your friend's area in the wall, then each person has to check the area that his hand can reach. And the rest he could just do bittul on, and he doesn't have to do anything else. He doesn't have to try and climb in or anything like that to get rid of it. If it's a hole between in the wall between you and a non-Jew, so then you don't need to check at all. Because there's a concern that maybe if they see you using candles or something, that they'll think you're doing some type of black magic on them. It'll be dangerous. So therefore, you don't have to. However, the next day, says the Mishnah Berurah, you would have to check during the day in that area, because a non-Jew won't come to think that you're doing any black magic if you're just looking during the day. In the hole, not using any candles or anything like that. The Chornim also say that this is even for Vaday Chametz, that we have this concern that we don't want the non-Jews to think that you're doing magic on them, so you would wait till the day to check that area. But we see from this concept of the hole that if it's somewhere that you can't really reach, so then you don't need to climb in somehow. You could just rely on bittul. So the post can point out that the same thing exists if you have cracks in the floor or something like that, and you know there's food under there and you can't get to it unless you lift up the planks of the wood or something like that, or you have a space in between the stove and the oven where there's little noodles that fell in and it's very difficult to get. So those things, even if you know there's food there, and the post can say that it's okay. Nimer of Nissen Karelis points out that if you have it like in between bookshelves or something, and they're very heavy bookshelves, and if there was something valuable there, so you know you would go and get it, still, you don't need to move those huge bookshelves to get the chametz that's there. You could just be mevatel it, and it'll be okay.